your prize. Bring your copy of the News Trivia Times with you and your team ID number label in it to the 90FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. Now, trivia players, we have the team standings as of hour one. In fifth place, we have five tied. The first tied for fifth place with 190 points is Base Mentality Meet Meet. And secondly, we have Freshly Squeezed. Thirdly, we have I did see a lactate and putty cat. Fourthly, we have ugly undulating uvulas. And the fifth is, and what's the matter with, what's the matter you at 20? That was the fifth. Those are in fifth place, and they are 190 points. Next, we have in fourth place with 200 points, Beat Your Richard Like It Owes You Money. And in first place with 215 points, we have three tied. Dad's Computers, 35 Years of Trivia, and Festivus for the Rest of Us, and Trivial Pursuit, Tokyo Gift. And here are the point values for questions in hour one. Question one is worth 10 points. Question two is worth 25 points. Question three is worth 10 points. Question four is worth 100 points. Question five is worth 15 points. Question 6 is worth 20 points. Question 7 is worth 25 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. Once again, trivia players, here are the point values for questions in hour 1. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 25 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 100 points. Question 5 is worth 15 points. Question 6 is worth 20 points. Question 7 is worth 25 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. And now, trivia players, we have question 1 of hour 3 of Trivia 44. In his quest to marry Catalina, Randy Hickey needs to pass three tests. What are the three tests that he did pass? Once again, trivia players, question one of hour three. In his quest to marry Catalina, Randy Hickey needs to pass three tests. What are the three tests that he passed?
Trivia 44 and Jim Oliver.
Whoa, can't you see?
Question number one, hour three of Trivia 44. In his quest to marry Catalina, Randy Hickey needs to pass three tests. What are the three tests that he passed?
Everything seems lovely when you start to run.
I guess that one's bit the dust, huh? Phones down out back. Phones down in the back room. That's it on question number one, hour three, trivia 44. In his quest to marry Catalina, Randy Hickey needs to pass three tests. What are the three tests that he passed? Pit of leeches, bed of coals, and field of rakes. Once again, pit of leeches, bed of coals, and field of rakes. On to question number two, hour three, trivia 44. When Joe Fox and Kathleen Kelly are seen walking through a street market, Joe quotes the lyrics of a song and poses a question about those lyrics. What is the name of that song? Once again, hour three, question two, trivia 44. When Joe Fox and Kathleen Kelly are seen walking through a street market, Joe quotes the lyrics of a song and poses a question about those lyrics. What is the name of that song?
He's the best.
We're working on question number two out of three, trivia 34. When Joe Fox and Jacqueline Kelly are seen walking through a song and poses a question about those lyrics. What is the name of that song? Good luck from 90FM.
There was a fungus among us. There was a rumble in the jungle. There was a static in the attic, a moaning and a groaning, a fungus among us. We had a fight in the middle of the night. There was a fungus among us. We were having a party the other night. Somebody got mad and they started to fight. I couldn't understand what it caused it all. But nevertheless, we were having a ball. There was a fungus among us. There was a fungus among us. Shaking all over, didn't know what to do. The dog and the cat, they were fighting. Shaking all over to me, she said,
"Hold it, Daddy, can't you see?
There's a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a grooving for the bruising. There was a winning and a put it to an end, there's a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
That's it. Phone's down out back. Phone's down in the back room. That's all the time there is on question number two, hour three, trivia 44. When Joe Fox and Kathleen Kelly are seen walking through a street market, Joe quotes the lyrics of a song and poses a question about those lyrics. What is the name of that song? Correct answer? Both Sides Now. Both Sides Now is the correct answer to question number two, hour three, trivia 44. It is now time to start Trivia Stone Clues for Group B. Please listen closely. Again, it is now time to start Trivia Stone Clues for Group B. Please listen closely. This is Trivia Stone Group B. Clue number one. Where you are now, go past the Mason and turn left. Turn left at the red, silver, and blue balls. Go past the diamond and turn right. Go past the half barrel, the white archway, and Dylan's given last name. Once again, this is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number one. From where you are now, go past the Mason and turn left. Turn left at the silver, red, silver, and blue ball. Past the diamond and turn right. Go past the half barrel, the white archway, and Dylan's given last name. Now, the FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. There's no need for any fuel to use flashlights or any type of beam, any other type of beam, in switching out the nighttime crew. The clues are very obvious, but will require evidence on a team player's part. This is trivia studies may cost them cards and grants from the morale group, which is trivia to a career player. Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper can contribute teams and stories in this Friday's edition. Galaxy Comics, Games and More, the Darton Disc Golf Supply Headquarters, 925 Park Street, downtown Stevens Point. Hopkins Hobby Sports. Season to season, year to year, when it comes to sports, this time is here. And Cops Marketing, two locations, 1500 Pinecrest Avenue, Stevens Point, and 1850 Clover Road. Question number three, hour three, trivia 44. What is the first and last name of the fictional head cheerleader who reminded her fellow judges, it's not a democracy, it's a cheerocracy, when it came to picking new cheerleaders? Once again, hour three, question three, trivia 44. What is the first and last name of the fictional character that fictional head cheerleader, rather, who reminded her fellow judges, it's not a democracy, it's a cheerocracy when it came to picking new head cheerleaders. Good luck from 90FM. That's it. We're in the middle of question number three. I'm sorry. What is the first and last name of the fictional head cheerleader who reminded her fellow judges, it's not a democracy, it's a cheerocracy, when it came to picking new cheerleaders? Good luck from 90FM.
So much unhappiness all around. Don't cry, your daddy gonna buy your one-way tickets to sunshine.
Just think of the good times.
That's it. Phones down out back. Phones down in the back room. That's all the time there is on question number three, hour three. Trivia 44. What is the first and last name of the fictional head cheerleader who reminded her fellow judges it's not a democracy, it's a cheerocracy when it came to picking new cheerleaders? Correct answer, Torrance Shipman. Torrance Shipman, correct answer to that question. Question number four, hour three, trivia 44. What is the first and last name of the fictional character that went to an annual costume party dressed as the prince named Rex Perfection? Once again, hour three, question four. What is the first and last name of the fictional character that went to an annual costume party dressed as the prince named Rex Perfection? Good luck to you and your team as you play in the world's largest trivia contest right here on 90 FM. Working on question number four of our three of Trivia 44. What is the first and last thing the fictional character would have went to an annual costume party dressed as the prince named Perfection?
Yeah. party.
And cheese fries. There are many pizzas, but only one for Jesse.
Trivia 44. According to a television spokesperson, restoration is his passion and his business. What is the first nickname and last name of this person? Once again, hour five, or three, question five. Trivia 44. According to a television spokesperson, restoration is his passion and his business. What is the first nickname and last name of this person? Good luck from 90 FM.
You don't drive a big fat car. You don't look like a movie star. And on your money we won't get far. But baby, you got what it takes. You got what it takes to set my soul on fire. Whoa, oh yeah. You got what it takes for me. Now you don't live in a beautiful place. You don't dress with the best of taste. And nature couldn't give you such a beautiful face. But baby, you got what it takes to satisfy. You got what it takes to set my soul on fire. Whoa, 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 oh yeah. You got what it takes for me. Now when you need me, ooh wee, my head goes around and around. And when you kiss me, oh yeah, my love comes tumbling down. You send me, you don't live in a beautiful place. You don't dress. But baby, you got what it takes to satisfy. You got what it takes to set my soul on fire. Little girl, my head goes around and around. And when you kiss me, oh yeah, my love comes. Such a beautiful face. But baby, you got what it takes. You got what it takes to set my soul on fire.
Working on question number five, hour three, trivia 44. According to a television spokesperson, restoration is his passion and his business. What is the first nickname and last name of this person?
Because as yet I haven't met the fella.
There is on question number 5, hour 3, trivia 44. According to a television spokesperson, restoration is his passion and his business. What is the first nickname and last name of this person? Correct answer, Danny the Count Coker. Once again, Danny the Count Coker. Correct answer to question 5, hour 3, trivia 44. On to question number 6. What is the full phone number of big screen character J.D. Underwood? Once again, hour 3. Question 6, trivia 44. What is the full phone number of big screen character J.D. Underwood? Looking at question number 6, hour 3, trivia 44. What is the full phone number of big screen character J.D. Underwood?
Always running around, never settle down, never give my heart.
Phone's down out there. Phone's down out there.
free. Oysters. Thank you so much for coming in and helping us. Place. If you make a lot of noise. Right? Is that right? There, they lock you guys up. Yep. See, there we go. All right. Also want to thank the following for their contributions. This particular four-hour set, Pepsi-Cola Bottlers of Wisconsin Rapids, 2430 Jefferson Street in Wisconsin Rapids, Cops Foods, 1500 Pinecrest Avenue, Stevens Point, and Sugar Cube, Sugar Doll at 1336 Strong's Avenue, Stevens Point. Matsuya, 5725 Windy Drive in Stevens Point. They're at 341-8893. 1 Main Street, 344-9557. Sweet Temptation, 2519. Clover, 544-4272. Newberg & Company, 101 Division Street in Stevens Point. 0700. Domino's Pizza, 3033 Church Street, Stevens Point, 3345-0901. Pizza. That's my own little jingle. If you ever hear it on the air, they take it to the air. And Grill, 4901 Main Street, Stevens Point, 341-3037. Question number seven, our in an attempt to bolster the excitement for the team, professional sports marketing departments come up with slogans annually. In 2011, the San Diego Chargers were promoted with such a slogan. It appeared on promotional signs and at both ends of their home field. What is that slogan? Once again, our three questions, question number seven, trivia 44. In an attempt to bolster the excitement for the team, professional sports marketing departments come up with slogans annually. In 2011, the San Diego Chargers were promoted with such a slogan. It appeared on promotional signs and at both ends of their home field. What is that?
Good luck for 90 FM.
Come up with the slogans with slogans annually. In 2011, the San Diego Chargers.
the town of Chicago died. Phone, try to make that town his own, and he called his gang to war. The sound of the battle rang through the streets of the old East Side, till the last of the hoodlum gang had surrendered. Then the door burst open.
Attempt to bolster the excitement of the marketing departments come up with slogans annually. In 2011, the San Diego Chargers were promoted with such a slogan. It appeared on promotional signs and at both ends of their home field. What is that slogan? Correct answer? Bolt up. Bolt up is the correct answer to question number seven. On to question number eight, last question of the hour. What is the brand and scent of the was introduced in print advertising with the following. Introducing 365 spring mornings. Once again, moving on to question number eight, hour three, trivia 44. What is the brand and scent of the body soap which was introduced in print advertising with the following? Introducing 365 spring mornings. Trivia 44 and Jim Oliver.
question number 8, hour 3, trivia 44. What is the brand and scent of the body soap which was introduced in print advertising with the following? Introducing 3
It. Phones down out back. Phones down out back. That's it on Testament 8 Hour 3 Trivia 44. What is the brand and scent of the body soap which was introduced in print advertising with the following? Introducing 365 Spring Mornings. The correct answer? Zest Spring Burst. Once again, Zest Spring Burst.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting new Cider Boys Peach County Hard Cider. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association to remind you to buy local.
That could only be lifted by cleansing $10,000 of the woman's money. The woman raised the funds, which Stevens promised to give back once it had been purified. But when the woman asked for her cash after several months, Stevens allegedly told her it hadn't been cleansed yet. Eventually, the victim got tired of waiting for the purification process to run its course and complained to the police, who arrested Stevens on February 28th. Sergeant Brian McGregor told the paper Stevens is still liable for theft, even though the victim willingly gave up the cash. Here, you have an incident in which she was given something to hold, money, with the understanding that it would be returned, McGregor said. You failed to return the items when requested by the victim, thus permanently depriving them of their rightful property. Stevens' legal trouble is small potatoes compared to the mess fortune teller Peaches Stevens got when she was accused last year of making off with $136,000 of her customers' cash. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Galaxy Comics Games and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters, 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Phone number 715-544-0857.
In Central Wisconsin weather, it is 36 degrees outside, and I'll have the team standings from Hour 2, the point values of Hour 2, and question number 1 of Hour 4 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the trivia focus? There's always supposed to be a trivia focus.
Hey, Doc, this is Dan Waterman from 90FM. Would you like to do a trivia focus?
Heck yeah, we would.
First off, what is your team name?
It's called Stop the Bus and Help My Brother Jack Off.
Stop the Bus and Help My Brother Jack Off. What's the story behind that?
It was probably influenced with some alcoholic beverages, and I'm not sure.
What Looney Tune character best describes your team and why?
Probably the Wile E. Coyote, because we're quite unpredictable and most of our attempts fail. We're not doing so good right now with answering questions either.
If you were Pepe Le Pew, how would you seduce others?
Ha ha ha, mon daddy.
Wile E. Coyote uses Acme products to try and catch Roadrunner. What Acme product would you use if you had the chance?
Rocket Skate.
Give me your best Porky the Pig impersonation.
That's all, Pooh.
Very good. Can you summarize this year's contest in three words?
Long, hard, and wet.
Long, hard, and wet. Three great adjectives. Going along that theme, you rub a lamp and the Oz comes out. What do you ask for?
I want a unicorn that farts rainbows and cheeseburgers.
Who wouldn't want that? What did your team do to survive the end of the world?
We are stocked up on zombie ammunition and frozen pizzas.
Does your team have any slogan?
Stop the bus.
Stop it. Can you say that with a British accent?
Absolutely. Stop the bus and help my brother Jack off, won't you know?
What is the overall state of your team right now? How are you guys doing right now?
We are too sober.
What is the tastiest radio station?
Of course, 90 FM.
For 90 FM's Trivia Focus, I am Dan the Waterman. Thank you for playing Trivia 44.
Thank you.
Trivia Focus is provided by Century Insurance, serviced locally by Point Insurance. Free, no-obligation reviews of your home, auto, and life insurance needs are available at pointagency.com or at 715-544-4665.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen.
There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocery's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery. Point new beef summer wheat barley back in season. For non-emergency,
two is